In Atlanta tonight, the University of Maryland Terrapins and the Indiana University Hoosiers are battling for the top prize in college basketball, the NCAA Division I Men's National Championship. Among those watching around the country, high school basketball players dreaming of someday playing in the championship themselves and then maybe going on to the fame and riches of professional basketball in the NBA. The 1994 movie Hoop Dreams gave us a window into the world of two hopeful young players from Chicago. One was Arthur Agee.
When I get in the NBA, first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to go see my mama. I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to go down and make sure my sister and my brother's okay.
If we can, Dad.
Probably get my dad Cadillac. Oldsmobile, so he could cruise in the game.
Arthur Agee didn't make it to the NBA, nor did the other young player featured in the film, William Gates. Agee and Gates did stay in close touch with filmmaker Steve James, and the other day, along with James, Agee came to our Chicago bureau to talk about life after Hoop Dreams.
College was also a dream. I mean, looking out through the movie, you know, everybody probably thought that the NBA was the ultimate goal, which, you know, ultimately it was, but just for me, just going to college, that was also a dream. So that was something that I lived and cherished and still love to this day.
How about the basketball? Was that good in college?
Overall, basketball was good to me in college, but I had my personal, you know, conflicts with certain, you know, judgments I made, decisions I made for our school. But, I mean, those are some of the things that you got to live with.
Mm-hmm. You mean that you felt like you chose a place where you couldn't play as much as you wanted to or where the coach wasn't really the coach for you?
Well, let's say probably didn't put that much emphasis on individual kids or young men to prepare them for the next level, such as, you know, I went to Mineraria Junior College going to Arkansas State. Well, what if I came out of Mineraria Junior College going to North Carolina or you know, or SEC school, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Those schools kind of prepare their athletes for the next level. And I didn't kind of have that tutoring. And also, Hoop Dreams kind of brought a good and a bad thing with that also.
Mm-hmm. How do you mean?
Well, because, like, I had got a lot of attention for the movie. You know, it happened in my senior year. And our team then wasn't doing that well. And the coach kind of reiterated that it was because of, you know, the notoriety that I was getting, you know, it's kind of, you know, they didn't like it. They didn't permit me to even talk about the movie certain times and things like that.
Steve, let me ask you about William Gates. He didn't want to come in today to talk about the film or about what he's doing now. What's your sense of how his life has been since he left? What's happened to him?
Well, things have gone really quite well for William. I think the main reason he didn't want to come in today is that William really, after the sort of initial flush of publicity for Hoop Dreams when it came out, kind of made a decision at a certain point that he wanted to return to a more normal life. He finished at Marquette, and then he got a job working as a gang intervention counselor. You know, since his college days, he's worked in social services. He's had another job working, you know, with families coming off of welfare reform. And he and his wife and now three children have a very stable, happy relationship. In fact, his wife is Catherine, the young teenage girl who was the mother of his first child that you see in the course of the movie.
Hoop Dreams documents how Arthur Agee and William Gates were recruited from the playgrounds of Chicago to play at St. Joseph's, a suburban Catholic school with a great basketball program. But Arthur loses his scholarship at St. Joe's after not performing as well as expected. That raises questions about whether the boys are being exploited, even in the mind of Earl Smith, the neighborhood scout who guided Arthur from the playground to St. Joe's.
I've got a bitter taste in my mouth about a lot of things that happened. A lot of people accuse me of taking youngsters out of the inner city and taking them out to St. Joe High School, and they ask, what did I get out of the deal? And a lot of racial slurs and so forth from my own people about me, about what I did. I still felt and feel that I was doing the right thing for that particular time. Sometimes I have second thoughts when I see the net results of what happened with youngsters.
I wonder, Arthur, whether you felt like that whole process, the process that Steve documented in Hoop Dreams, whether you felt exploited by that process Or would you be happy to live that same experience all over again?
I felt I never was exploited. I mean, far as basketball. I mean, we as young men, as young boys growing up, we loved this as a sport. We watched it and we seen some of our greatest, heroes and people we looked up to play this game. That's what some of them guys tonight are doing. You know, they living their hoop dreams and they got their destiny in their hand.
I wonder if you're still playing.
Sure, every day. Love it, love it, love it, love it, just like it's my girlfriend still.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But you're not just playing basketball. You've got a lot of other things going, apparently, right?
Yeah.
You're starting your own business.
Yeah, I'm starting a Hoop Dream Sportswear Clothing Line.
Sportswear Clothing Line?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What kind of products do you have right now?
Same product as Nike.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Without the swoosh?
Without the switch.
So what's your symbol?
You'll see it. You'll see it.
I think he's decked out into some versions of it right now.
Well, describe it for us, Steve.
He's got a pretty slick-looking red hooded sweatshirt with Hoop Dreams down the sleeves and a Hoop Dreams hat. I'm not sure if the pants are Hoop Dreams. I can't see those.
Great.
I do all the designing myself, the details. Mm-hmm. And actually, I'm documenting everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Steve Nim did us.
Oh, really?
I'm documenting my whole process of going to putting this clothing line business up.
Ah.
Then I can come to Steve with all my footage and be like, Steve, let's do Hoop Dreams Part 2.
Steve, have you ever thought about doing a follow-up on these guys?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, I think that if one had made a film of this period of time, since the end of Hoop Dreams, it would be quite an interesting film because I think that both these guys have been through a lot, you know, and in their own personal lives as basketball players, but also in their families' lives. And I do think, as Arthur said earlier, that Hoop Dreams, the film, has been a blessing and a curse in some ways. I'd like to think that both Arthur and William have no regrets of having been in the movie, but I do think that because of Hoop Dreams, it has set up certain expectations, mm-hmm. certain pressures on them that wouldn't have been there otherwise. And, you know, just like William really seeking more his anonymity at this point, I think is a reflection of that. And I think to some degree, Arthur's continuing to chase this basketball dream has a direct relationship to the film.
Thanks very much. Arthur Agee and filmmaker Steve James of Hoop Dreams.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hoop Dreams.